Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
الحمد لله على كل حال على كل حال الحمد لله على كل حال.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
American Muslim 360 is we will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
This ain't that kind of show, sister.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Muslima Reality Radio Show. Sorry.
If you are easily upset, offended, have high blood pressure, a weak stomach, and or no sense of humor, then this is not the show for you. The hosts do not claim to be scholars, sheikhs, or imams. They are simply providing a forum for the sisters. So keep your bit eyes to yourself. Salam alaikum. This is Riyad Abdul-Qayyum, a.k.a. the Black Man, representing Collegiate Records all day, every day. You know I listen to Kalima Abdul Rashid, the Muslima reality show, all day, every day. Hey, hold on, let me take this phone call for a second. Yeah, hello? Assalamu alaikum. Now I'm doing a drop for Kalima, the Muslima reality show. Yeah, nah, it's on right now, that's what I'm telling. Yeah, keep it tuned in, keep it locked. Yeah, Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern, yeah, that's it, alright, Assalamu alaikum. Muslima reality, it's Muslima reality, the Muslima reality show, keep your dial like Muslima reality show.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That is in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Alhamdulillah. Holy Prophet Muhammad is in Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his noble companions and righteous families, radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum to you guys. May Allah have peace, blessings, and mercies be upon us, the believers. May He forgive us our sins. Ameen. Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed Ramadan, you guys. We have to say alhamdulillah, as always, that is all praise due to Allah. We are in the last 10 days with May. We find those last days of Allah faithfully worshiping Him and hoping that we find that night, inshallah, and spiritual refine, that worshiping Allah, building on our spiritual self-esteem, inshallah. May Allah benefit the believers. May we be pleased with Allah. Definitely have to say that. You guys, let me get out my second disclaimer because I can feel myself fumbling and twisting all over my tongue. For you guys that follow Muslim Reality, let me get it out. Should you hear any blunders, misquotes, ebonics, messed up, illiteracies, you guys, any disturbances, this is a live show, worldwide, one take. So what you guys get is what you guys get me asking you to forgive me in advance. Should you guys hear anything bad or better, it comes from myself. Should you guys hear anything good, great, or sound, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My intentions is with Allah. May Allah reward me for my intentions. I may have to say thank you, Allah, for giving me the opportunity, the ability to be here, to worship you, because Allah says those that remember him, he will remember them. Thank you guys for tuning in, supporting, and listening to Muslim My Reality powered here by AM 360. That is American Muslim 360. I am your host, Halima. Thank you again so much for supporting. I hope you guys are having a blessed Ramadan. May Allah accept your fast. Have to say that. You guys, the time here is, what time is it here? The time here is 5:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The weather here in southern Pennsylvania is a lovely 78, the cloudy. Definitely lovely for me. I love this kind of weather. Definitely a cool breeze. A lot of with every difficulty come easy. You know, the sisters, we covered up. You know, people ask us all the time, are you hiding that? But of course, we're hiding this. This is not a fashion statement. But Allah give us ease when he give us the breeze. So alhamdulillah, definitely for that. So, where we here? You guys, we have a great show because you guys are going to push one on that phone and call in throughout the show. We are over at 6:30. We have plenty of time. We have 1 hour, 23 minutes and seconds counting down. Push one on that phone with your questions, comments, concerns, ayat, hadi, love, salams, complaints, any questions from me, whatever you have, by all means, you are welcome. Do not feel out of place. Do not feel out of topic. You are family here. Definitely thanking you guys in advance. So we are going to be talking about whatever you guys want to talk about. And, of course, you guys follow Muslim Reality. You know Kalima will be talking, but I would love for you guys to push one on that phone. You can also chat it out. The chat room is open. It is blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360. Again, get your questions, comments, concerns, ayat, hadi, love, slams, complaints, whatever you have. Get them out. Install law. We'll welcome them. Welcome them. Definitely thanking you guys in advance. So let me tell you how my guys, I know you guys hear me filled with so much energy. Well, alhamdulillah, I'm on makeup day number one. I was rolling right along. And, of course, the ladies understand it, and, you know, for those that who are home in a fly. I'm on makeup day number one. I was like, oh, my goodness. I thought, you know, because I'm an older woman, 47. I'm proud. Somebody has to be 47. I'm 47. I'll be 48 this year. I thought my AARP was already kicking early on me. And I was like, okay, I normally post up on Facebook every morning to, you know, find whatever means to get you up for Fajr. And what I do is I get up, I post on Fajr. You guys can find me on the My Reality page on Facebook. I get up and I post, you know, several posts just to make sure I'm completely up, and then I get my worship and praise on, inshallah, because I do what I do to keep me reminded. So you guys definitely have to remind you. Do what you do to keep you reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it takes, do it. Whatever it takes, as long as it to benefit your soul. So I get up and I post on Facebook every morning, and I'm like, wow, you know, my mother had told me that she started her early, you know, stepping over into the next phase, menopause, at 48. And I'm like, wow, okay, you know, I accept it, you know, so alhamdulillah. And I'm just, since you guys are listening to me and following me, whoever want to hear me, blah, 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 until you kick over on that phone. So I'm like, when I spoke to other women, and they were like, wow, and shocked and awe and like, whoa. And I didn't get it. I didn't understand why they had that expression when I told them, like, you know, wow, I think my AARP kicking in early. You know, I mentioned that to someone earlier today. They was like, well, I think the senior citizen discount. I think it's great. I mean, hey, I'm almost near half a century now, so alhamdulillah. I'm proud because the life I was living before Allah favored me, I just know I wasn't going to make it this far. But again, Allah knows what we know not. While man's plotting plan, Allah is so beautiful with his plan because I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to bring it up here to the fire. So I'm proudly to say, yeah, I'm almost a half a century with two kids, a five-year-old and an eight-year-old, where I saw it, you know, the doctor telling me at the age of 20 that I couldn't have any kids. And I was like, yeah, so bad. Don't want any. Too young. I need my running time. But, you know, as you mature, you're like, oh, my goodness, I want kids. I want them, and I can't have them. And the Lord said, got you, Kareem. So, yes. But anyway, I'm here, so I'm going to make up day number one. And you guys know that you have to make up those days for you guys that are fasting, because there are some conditions that stops and or does break our fast. And that is one of the things that breaks the fast for the women, should you, you know, have your menses. Your monthly, for those that do not understand Islamic terminology throughout this show, should you hear it. But there are several things that that can break your fast, and I'm going to go over a couple of them things with you all. But we are heading out of the end of Ramadan in the last 10 days. You can still get your build up on. You can still get your worship on. You can still, you know, ask Allah to forgive you and help you and keep you, because this is basically a booster. This is a reboot for, you know, the believers, a recharge, an energy booster, you know, to keep us going and growing throughout the year, inshallah. So inshallah, may Allah, we benefit of it, because you guys, you can look at the signs and see that, you know, there are many of those that say they'll be holding on to this religion like hot coal, meaning you can't hold it. Can't hold it. It's so hot you're dropping it. And you can see it in the character of people, and you can see it in just, you know, just leaving the folds of Islam. I mean, there are those that, you know, say they're Muslim with their tongue, but their limbs practice something different. So you can see it in their action, and you can just see those that just walked away from the folds of Islam completely. So this is the prophecy foretold by the Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you got to study, learn your lessons. Definitely learn your lessons. Learn your religion. Learn your way of life. Do not blind follow. Learn it, please, by all means. Because once you know, you cannot go back to not knowing. You are not responsible for ignorance at that time, but should Allah have given you time enough, you will be responsible, because it will be said that you didn't know and you didn't care to find out. So taste the punishment you will be promised. So inshallah, hey, there has to be casualties for the hellfire. So I'm going to say that, and I might say repeat it throughout the show, because the Quran repeats itself. So should you hear me repeat anything, that's what I do. I do what is obligated to me as it is obligated to you guys. We give da'wah. I give nasiha, which is good advice, to the Muslims, and I give da'wah, which is calling people to Islam, to non-Muslims. So it is obligatory on me like it is obligatory on you. Now, how I give mine is how I give mine. How you give yours is how you give yours. So do not, you know, be disturbed on my way of giving it, because this is how I do it, you know, and alhamdulillah, you know, we should be happy that there are many of us that's in charge, in the ring, with our sleeves rolled up, doing this, inshallah. So may Allah reward those believers that are steadfast and believe in their heart that Allah's promise is true. So let me keep it going as far as my week. Again, you know, we it's been tiresome. I mean, I get up at 3. Well, I was getting up, alhamdulillah, Allah give me this, grant me this mercy now. I've been getting up at 3:25 every morning. So now I done pushed my alarm clock. Yes, I use the alarm clock for some of the extremists. I use an alarm clock. So now my alarm clock is set for 3:35. Because what? Fajr to come in like 4:21, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, I set my alarm clock for 3:25. So I said to myself, I mean, I go through my day. I have two small kids. I run a business, alhamdulillah. And I have so many things I do in the midst of my day, in the course of my day, and it's kind of a routine. You know, I learned from all of you mothers, since I'm a mother late, you know, don't break your routine, because it's kind of hard trying to get back on that horse, but get back on it anyway. So I keep my regimen going, you know, consistently. You know, I'm not predictable, because I'm not predictable. It's like going to the east lot. You go in one direction, you come back in another. But I do a consistency within the course of my day, so I won't, you know, fall off of my regimen. So now, I say, oh, my goodness, I'm so tired, but, hey, I'm so happy that my job is standing up. because I am a beautician, I cannot go to sleep. So alhamdulillah for that. So I just say that, guys. I don't have to hear you guys, LOL, and on the back end. But now, as far as my week, I had the federal boys come surround me, and from my understanding, they had me surrounded, had my building surrounded, and, you know, they knocked on my doors and, you know, came to interrogate me about terrorism. Yes, the federal boys came and asked me questions about MIA, you know, terrorism, terroristic threats. Do I know anyone, be anyone, is about it, you know? Well, maybe not for those who care and care not to know. I am and will not and will never be a part of any terrorism, any terroristic, anyone. Should you be about that, stay far away from me. That is a contradiction to my way of life and my religion. My religion is a practice of peace. Of course, we defend ourselves personally, but it's best to be. We're supposed to be a representative of mankind. We're supposed to emulate all that is good, to enjoy which is right, and to forbid which is wrong. So when you see the extremism, like it is in other religions, Christianity, Judaism, and the like, when you find extremism, do not put that on a hold. So, yes, federal boys came and investigate, came and, you know, indeed, to question me about terrorism. So, no, not I, said Kalima. I don't do that, not about that, won't find it. So now, you know, they do what they do because, you know, your privacy is, it's no privacy no more. So who knows what they're doing. They could be listening to this show. I could have a trick on my car, on my phone, tab, whatever, however. I did not know, but they came looking for me. So Kalima must be on it for them to come, oh, me in this small little piece of the world in the corner of the globe, in a nook, in a cranny, in a pocket, in a hole, in a dip, in a, you know, yeah. But, hey, federal boy came after Kalima this week. That's that. Next, moving right along. I have a better relationship with my husband, alhamdulillah. Shout out to my husband if you want to air. MashaAllah, I love you for the brother that came and gave me 2 kids that I thought I could never have in my lifetime, alhamdulillah. Allah knows and knew what I knew not. So I say that to say because, you know, I was a little disgruntled. Yes, a little disgruntled. Hey, stop now, okay? Now, I said I'm at a better place with my kids' father now. I'm at a better place. And when I first started out, you know, I was on 10 completely because he knows how to get me there. So he said one word, put me on 10. But I said, I'm fasting. So let me get off this jack right now before I have to get the knife. So, then I use words like that. But anyway, I said, let me get off the phone. And I get off. I'm like, y'all, Allah, I'm talking to Allah now. Does anybody know me? Hey, that's all I have. I'm going to tell you right now, that's all I have. So I'm talking to Allah like, man, oh, Allah, come on now. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this situation. I got to deal with this guy until my kids are grown. I mean, I don't know what to do, but it's like killing my spirits because, you know, I'm putting the complete blame on his attitude. I'm telling you straight up, I'm putting the complete blame on who he is. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get along with this guy. I don't want to talk to him. You know, all of the rationales that I thought, you know, you do not need to speak to me. You can text me if you want to send the kid something. You know their address, you know, straight down the line. And then I'm like, y'all, oh, man, I can't do this because, I, you know, in Islam, we are, should we get, you know, upset or disappointed or angry with our fellow Muslim and or believer, we have 3 days to make that amend and, you know, keep it moving. So I gave it 6 months, and alhamdulillah, I feel good, you know, because it's funny because you know how people is, you guys. You ask the person, that person asks you, how you doing? You be like, I'm doing great. They were like, oh, they don't like it when you're doing great. They don't like it when you're doing great. Try this. A lot of people give me for this deception, but I don't mean to put it out there like this. But I find it worked for me because I accept my Islam. I come to, you know, this part of Islam we mess up on. We mess up on the decree. We mess up on the qadr. So I come to that understanding and realization, but everyone is not there yet. So I have to, you know, lie sometimes to keep the peace, and we can do that. We can do that. So I've heard people, you know, come to me sometimes, and I, you know, from their perception of me, I should be, you know, beat down, destroyed, because they didn't hear, like, oh, my God, Kalina done went through the ringer. She was the target, and I mean, they done heard the worst, like, and I come out like, hey, I come out like Ibrahim al-Islam when he came out the fire, and they like, now, wasn't she supposed to be crispy? No, not today, only until I walk over that bridge, inshallah. But should I make it to the paradise? Try to tell it right now, Allah, please let me hold on, because I know I'm going to be dead. And I pray I have the opportunity to say crispy in the house, because we're going to be known by our marks. But anyway, I said to myself, back to my husband, I said, I need to call this guy back and ask him to forgive me for, you know, the things that, you know, for myself. Because, see, here's what we need to do. We need to make adjustments. When we are disappointed and upset and you know, want to change the people, which you know we can't. We cannot change the people. That's why we find ourselves, you know, we complain a lot. And when we complain too much, again, we miss the mark on that part of our faith, that part of our creed, when it says the decree, the kata. You know, should the whole world gather up to give you what you have, it is written. If the whole world gather up to take what you have, it is written. So when you woe is me and doom is gloom and you can't understand and you why and all of those things, you contradict your faith. And everything I say to you guys, I am saying it to Kalima firsthand, because I have to save myself. And if I do not save myself, no one else up under my keep is good. Because the law says save yourself, then your family from the hellfire, which through is men and stone. And the first part of that is myself. I cannot swim. True story. I cannot swim. So I cannot save no one else from drowning. So I say that to say is I have to save myself so you guys can be safe, so you guys can be cool, so you guys can be all right in my state. So, again, we have to make the adjustment with self. We cannot change a whole. We can only work on an individual, and that is ourselves. So make the adjustment with yourself. You can't change people. So back to my husband. I called him, and I said, I felt like I just wanted to know if you would forgive me. And, of course, you know, he said, because I know him and he knows me, and he said, no, he's not going to forgive me. I was already going 10. Oh, already failed that test again. He said, no, I'm not going to forgive you. But why didn't I know that that guy was going to tell you I was going to forgive you when I finished saying what I say? So I'm like, uh-huh, Kalima, because you guys that follow Kalima know that I'm going to keep on talking. So I said, let me be quiet. So I let him speak. I did let him speak. And then he said, he forgive me. So, alhamdulillah, we are at a better place for the sake of Allah, for the sake of my kids, for the sake of my peace of mind. Whatever you have to do to find that peace, inshallah, may we find that peace. Moving right along, I'm seeing you guys on the chat room. Should you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, ayat, qadis, love, salams, complaints, by all means, get it in. And I will read it out. So I'm looking at you guys over here, so I definitely thank you guys for being on. Again, get your questions out. You guys on the chat and who are that are just tuning in, push one on that phone to shut me up, or I will continue to move on to that. I'll let you guys know what else is going on. Push one on that phone. That call-in number is 646-716-4478. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-4478. Definitely, alhamdulillah. I'm with my mom at someone's house. Okay. See, now you guys, I'm just shut up. Because the Muslim word is better than cash in hand. Just know that. Now, it's better than cash in hand. I don't know about you guys, but me, personally, myself, when I tell you I'm going to do something, trust me, I'm going to do it, inshallah. It's no, I forgot. I don't forget. I don't forget like that. If I promise you something, trust me, I make a note of that. So especially when it comes to of importance, you know what I'm saying? So you can't give me that, I forgot, on it's time to make salat. you don't forget, you make a salat. So that's a whole other thing. Again, a Muslim word is better than cash in hand. And me personally, I'm looking at you. If you fail in with your agreement with the law, I'm nobody, hey. And I'm cool with it. Because the law says do not put your trust in man, for man will surely let you down. Put your trust in him, for he will never let you down. Again, the rules apply to me. I'm not exempt. Now, moving right along. So, again, you guys, definitely call in. Their calling number is 646-716-4478. Again, 646-716-4478. Thanking you guys in advance. Now, let's go. So, let me see. You guys, I have to say this because, again, it's my duty, and I pray that Allah, you know, I do not get in trouble. Because too much talking that I do, I love giving dawah. I love Islam. I love it. But sometimes it may get me in trouble, and I pray it do not get me in trouble on the day of Yom Kiyama. Allah said he reward and judge based on intention. So I'm praying that Allah give me that ease, that it's by my intention that I get in on, because I really don't mean no harm. I really don't mean no, let me stop this because it's going to continue to click in my ear, and I'm just not believing the hype. But that's neither here nor there. I say it to you guys, but I'm going to say this, okay, you guys, for our children, our babies, our little ones, under the age of 10. Now, I know because, again, this is my 21st Ramadan for you guys that have been following me. And everything I say, you guys, I do not speak out of no scholar, sheikh, imam, no high level. Again, I am 10,000 grades below pre-K, meaning I say that to humble myself. And what I speak on a level of dawah, not on a level of having all of the knowledge or know-it-all. I speak on a level of giving dawah. So I'm just saying this, you guys, do your research, look it up, and, hey, don't take from me at all. Please, by all means, may Allah forgive me should I drive the car in the direction that you guys do not want to go. But our children, please, sissies, ladies, mothers, mamas, you guys that are responsible for children, do not beat your children in the head with this religion. By all means, do not beat your children in the head with the religion. And I am coming up towards this. I'm going to tell you a situation, and you guys kind of follow me, and may you understand not. But I was in the masjid last night. Alhamdulillah, I had a wonderful time. You guys know how our relationship with one another is struggling. I mean, oh, Marcus. Oh, yeah. But anyway, I had a wonderful time last night at the masjid, alhamdulillah, but you know you get a little hiccup. Here come a hiccup. So it's time for Tarawiyah. You know, I was going to leave anyway because I have two small kids, again, a 5 and 8. And my 5-year-old, he's a boy. He can't sit for Tarawiyah. You know what I'm saying? There's no obligation on him. So I said, okay, both of them wanted to stay completely. My kids, they love the masjid. They love the vibe. Alhamdulillah. My son, he said he loved going to the masjid to hear the prophecy. Someone laughed. No, that's the true word coming from a 5-year-old. You, as an adult, just don't understand that he said it to true form. It's the prophecy, okay? So he said he liked going to the masjid to hear the prophecy, okay? Now somebody touched my child and said, well, what is the prophecy? And he said, Sami Allahu liman hamid. And they laughed. I said, and why are you laughing as an adult? Because anything that has anything to do with Islam is a prophecy, okay? So you need to take your grown behind and go check your studies, okay? There's nothing wrong with you. This 5-year-old little boy said he liked coming to the masjid to hear the prophecy. He found that to be a joke. And then you question him and say, well, what is the prophecy? And he said, Sami Allahu liman hamid. I found that real funny. And you must did not know that anything you mentioned about Islam and the law is the problem. So FYI, do your research. Now back to what I was trying to speak about. So we're in the masjid, and the kids, we were ready to make Isha, you know, after we had the wonderful iftar and, you know, making my rounds, because I made my rounds, got to make my rounds, got to be stop being antisocial, because, you know, I feel the nudge in my back on my pinky toe being stepped on,
water, sit in my face as some cold water. You know, I just wipe it off, pull my feet from underneath the tough one and pull the daggers and stuff out of my side and neck and head and sew the hole up in my overgarment. But anyway, so a sister comes to me and said, my son says, he speaks very loud, very loud. I'm like, oh, my God. Pastor, I got to cut him off like that because he's a loud speaker and he's speaking mine. So he said, As-salamu alaykum. He said, Mom, I wanted to go over there, and the brother said that for everybody that's not making salat, go in the back of the masjid. And the sister walks over to me and says, and I told him that. Now, my son is the same age as the son that was that he was playing with. She said to him, well, I told my son he has to make salat. You could go in the back of the masjid. Now, when you give my little five-year-old mannerism like that, I think it's a disposition or a feeling you have towards the mom that this little boy has not been in your proximity or your space at all for you to have that mannerism or that tone with my child. I do not mind adults correcting my child, but especially when I'm there, do not do that. So that's what they said. They said, I told my son he has to make salat so you could go in the back of the masjid. I said, so my son, because he, who he is, he said, but the brother said that if he not making salat, to go in the back of the masjid. So she repeats herself again. I said, son, I call my son, go ahead, babe. Two fingers, go ahead, babe. So I had to say, you know, now, salat is not obligatory on your son nor mine. So it's okay that you're making preparation and you're preparing and you're promoting and you're doing all those things towards your child to get him ready. But if the child wants to be a child, let him be a child. It is nowhere in Islam that says your five-year-old has to go make salat when the azan is being called or the iqamah is being said. No. If you do not want to make salat, he do not have to. You're only a child for how many years? After that, you are a full-grown adult for the rest of your life, and you are responsible should you be a sound mind and at a responsible state. So let the children be children, mothers, and those that are responsible for kids. They are not obligated to make salat. The girls, should you want to, I mean, I've seen sisters, you know, put face veils on their little baby. Stop it. You know, they can't jump rope or ride bikes or skip and hop and climb the trees. I'm just saying, you know, you can't do that with overgarments and those things. Well, of course you could dress your child modest with clothes and things that will not show their possessions, their aura, but you beating them in the head, and then I'm telling this same sister have a problem with her older child that went straight to the left, all the way to the left, and I'm saying to myself, because I don't want to be too hard, because I know I'm straightforward, but because I was straightforward in another situation that happened last night, and somebody was like, Kalima, go to the back of the room, because you can just say three things, but I didn't mean it like that. I was just being straightforward. I meant, forgive me. I meant, it was the truth. I didn't mean it like that. But anyway, you know, let the children be children. If you could show me anywhere in Islam, that your child or your one down have to make salat and have to cover when their face fails and all of those things, and, you know, when the comments being called, they have to make salat. Show me, because guess what? Allah states in there the time to get our children prepared for the obligations that will become a must. So I'm just saying, and I say it to myself first, you guys, let the kids be kids. Do not beat them in the head to the point that they will grow up and be rebellious because you have a noose on their neck trying to hang them, because that's what I see. I find that when you push it and force it on the kids, let it come natural, just the same as natural as my son said, because I never told my son it's the prophecy. I said, we're going to the masjid. You know, he's 5 years old. I could only give it to him in the level in which he understands. So he says that he's going to the masjid to hear the prophecy. Alhamdulillah, it's the prophecy. And then the person going to question my son and say, well, what is the prophecy? He said, Sami Allah will be Muhammadan. That's what he said. Hey, guess what? That's the prophecy. Because anything about Islam is the prophecy. So joke on you, 40-year-old. So stop it now. But anyway, next, you guys, please, by all means, Allah, forgive me. Should I be saying anything wrong? But please, let the children be children. Let the children be children. The law says you put it in them, you prepare them at 7, and you discipline them at 10. You don't force them as children and let them be children. Let them be children. Should it come natural to them, let them come natural. You see the children follow you. My children follow me and make it so Wallahi. My son always say that. This is another joke. He always say Wallahi. If you don't stop saying Wallahi, because you know that is not true. He just loves saying it. Wallahi. But anyway, Wallahi, my son, I've never taught my son the Fatiha. And my son knows the Fatiha. I've never taught him that. I never. I just, you know, my daughter, I heard my son just sing it off his tongue. And I was like amazed, like, because I didn't get around to him yet. So, you know, I say that to say, Allah got this. He got this. If we follow, you know, what Allah and His Messenger say, we will be in a better place, in a better state. We won't have to hurt our own selves, because that's what we do. When our kids grow up and go against all that you put into them, so you thought you were putting it in them right, you hurt yourselves, because now you thought you were doing the right thing, but you was choking them. You were choking them, inshallah. But mashallah. Just the same, you guys. I see you guys on it. Definitely, thank you. Please push one on that phone. And if you do not push one on the phone, alhamdulillah, just the same. I love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah reward you. May Allah keep you. May Allah guide you. May Allah strengthen you. I truly want for you what I want for myself, and I know what I want for myself. So it doesn't matter. You know, rather you for me, alhamdulillah, rather you be against me, alhamdulillah. I truly put my trust in Allah. Allah got this. But again, I hope you guys have a supercalifragilistic expialidocious kind of week. I pray you guys are definitely in the best frame of mind, loving your Ramadan, getting the best of it. I'm going to get back to really, you know, again, we are in the last 5 days, and should you guys be getting your fast on, you know some of the things that you have newcomers that just taken their Shahada this month, and, you know, mashallah, I'm going to pause. I'm going to take this 813. We're going to keep it moving. Appreciate it. Definitely 813. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
Who is that? This is Brother Bilal, 7th floor.
Hey, Brother Bilal. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing? What's good?
Alhamdulillah. You know, what you do and what other hosts and hostess do is so... It's something else, you know. I would think, I said, but maybe you'll go and do something like that. And I said, I couldn't handle it because it would be too taxing on my soul when people not calling up or coming in, you know. I said, man, what's going on here? But don't take it lightly. You know,
I definitely take it lightly. Thank you, Brother Blau. I'm good.
One time,
go ahead.
Now I'm making a joke at a Zoom. One brother, they put the, you know, because the name is, The name coming up, you know, the telephone number. And one, I think Brady Holler, I'm just going to call one of them up. And find out, why you ain't calling in. You listening, why you don't call this? But alhamdulillah, let me tell you something. This world is what it is, and Islam will mold and shape the will of Allah. Oh, yeah, this is what I want to share with you. A brother was talking about, you know, there's a program, and I pray Allah that a lot I'm listening. The brother said, what is Allah's will, right? And so people answer, and so I'm going through the book to try to find out what it is, right? So I find out Allah's will is what it is, and what it is not His will. And I said, oh, but I didn't, look, I never got a chance to come back on the show and say it. And then I thought, thank you this morning. I said, Allah, I didn't real for you to go on the show and say nothing either. I laugh about it, though. But, you know, this is a good religion for the serious and for the happiness in us. You know, we can't get stiff, you know, and doing everything, but at the same time, we ain't going to be too lax in what we do, too. But praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, sister.
Thank you, Brother Bilal. Definitely thank you. 100%, you're correct completely because, again, we fail in that understanding. It's the color. I mean, should it happen, alhamdulillah, should it not happen? Should you guys call in, alhamdulillah? Should you guys not call in, alhamdulillah? Again, I accept whatever Allah has for me because I don't have that kind of time. My time is to the dirt, and I'm trying to keep my focus. So, alhamdulillah, asking Allah to be my navigator. The things some people worry about, I do not worry about. The things I worry about, some people do not worry about. So I am completely okay over here. I'm just trying to get better. To improve myself, to find more ways to worship Allah, to polish up and check myself. But there's a lot of things on my check-off list that I need help and I need work on to install Allah. Okay, I'm hearing something. Okay. Wait a minute, you guys. This is a live show worldwide. One take to what you guys get ready to hear. It is a reality. What's going on? What is going on? Because I'm hearing water. I'm hearing water, babe. You can't contain any water because I'm hearing it. Okay, you gotta be careful. What was you doing in here? Because whatever you're doing, I'm tripping downstairs. Okay? All right. You're feeling great falling. Okay, you guys. I live above my stuff. I'm having to pit, and it's water. So you know what that means. Put in, but I see the holes I'm looking at now that the sailors, you know, hey, you can't get a job done, correct? So anyway, we're back. What's my reality again? We're live. At 5, we are over at 6:30. You guys can definitely push more on that phone. But, you guys, again, we have to accept the decree. We have people that, you know, have a problem with the thing called Islam, who's Muslim, who's not Muslim, you know. So we have to be very careful in that. We know that there are 7 conditions that are subject to change. We know that there are 7 conditions of our Sahaba. And we're taking the Shahada, inshallah. You know, the first one on there is knowledge. So you have to know who Allah is. You have to understand who Allah is. You have to, you know, be certain about who Allah is. These are the things that you say, because when you take your Shahada, before I continue those 7 conditions, because taking your Shahada is just a confession that is said with the tongue. It has nothing to do at all with implementing them on your limbs. So you can say it all day, every day, all week, all the time, and should it do not manifest in your heart, it means nothing on your tongue. And what do they say, the proof is in the pudding, or the proof is in the eating? Actions speak louder than words. So you could say all day, every day, I'm a Muslim, but, or, you know, Allah knows my heart, but I see what you do. I see what your hands do. I see what your feet do. I see what your mouth say. I see your characteristics. So if your character, like, again, if you are an apple tree producing oranges, you are an orange tree. No, if you are an apple tree, and you, if you are a tree producing, you say you're an apple tree, but you are producing oranges, you are an orange tree. Let me clarify that up because I know I'm fumbled all over that. If you say you are an apple tree, and you are producing oranges, you are a orange tree, okay? It is what it is. Okay, back to the 7 conditions of taking your Shahada and your belief in the oneness of Allah. Knowledge, again, you have to know who Allah is. You know, because there are those that say, Jesus is blessed to be upon him as Allah. No, whoever worships man, and we hear that in the when the Prophet Muhammad is an Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he died. Whoever worships man, know that man die. You know, whoever worships Allah knows that man will never, Allah will never die. So you have to have that understanding and that knowledge. You know that there's only one God, the creator of you, me, all colors, everyone exists. Our grandparents, Adam and Eve. So, yes, that's who we worship. So you have to have that knowledge. Definitely certainty. You have to have certainty without doubt, hands down. You must know for a fact, with no doubt and no debating, that there's only one God. That's it. Hands down. No debating is over. It's a wrap. You can come to that conclusion. Hey, I'm a, once you know these things, okay? all other beliefs and everything that you believe prior to that is dismissed and out the door. It's out of there, out your rearview mirror. Bye. Now, third is acceptance. It is the condition that you accept in your heart that you believe in one God, that it's only one. I mean, hey, we don't have two eyes and nose and a mouth on our figures and our physique is the same. We do the same amount of rhythm. We laugh. Everything has a balance. Like the brother said, you know, we have to take this religion, Brother Blau said, you know, we have to have this balance in our religion, so to speak. You know, you can laugh, you know, because it's the makeup of who we are. You know, if you did not know right, how would you know wrong? How would you know happy if you didn't know sad? How would you know up if you didn't know down? How would you know heaven if you didn't know how? So a lot of it was that balance. That is why we need and supposed to stay in that middle, because anything other than that is too far to the right or too far to the left, and it's extremism. We have women say, and you guys stay with me, I know I'm talking fast and too much, but you have women say, oh, I need a man, or I don't need a man. Both of them are extreme. So relax. Stay in the middle, inshallah. Okay, back to the seventh condition. Submission. You have to submit full with full conditions and actions. Again, this submission, that is where the limbs play a part. You have to act on your shahada with your limbs. We're fasting during the month of Ramadan. There are five codes that we believe in. Believing in one Allah, that is the conditions that I'm speaking about. Making our prayers five times and or more, but the obligatory is five. You don't do no extra, you're cool. But, hey, five and or more should you want to benefit, definitely. You fast. You believe in one God. You pray, because that's the first thing going to be checked on the day of judgment, the day of reckoning, the day of sorting out the good from the bad. You give charity with everything, even the smallest of moving something harmful out of the way. It's charity, keeping yourself from harm. You do this every day. Again, you build a good report card. You fast during the month of Ramadan. That is which we end, inshallah. And we pilgrimage to the first prayer house built on earth, the foundation founded by Adam, alayhi salam, and built by his son Abraham, and his son Ismail, inshallah, that we will make it there once in our lifetime, and should we have the financial means, and in some place should Allah invite us, I pray, oh Allah, should I make it there, y'all, Allah, before the last breath leave my body. And if I don't, alhamdulillah. Let me get myself back here, because we can already come up on that. That is our second Eid, our Allah, which is our next holy most blessed holiday for the Muslims. But inshallah, again, it is submission with your full limbs. You have to act on that which you believe. Your mouth can't say one thing and your body do the complete opposite, because that's a contradiction in your faith. Allah don't need us. He don't need us at all. So do as you wish. You know, I'm not going to walk around, you know, with a gun in your head trying to, you know, keep you doing what you're doing. You know, I have to check myself. I have two small kids I got to take care of. My job is, I'm done for people right now. I'm going to put my time in, so I got to give it to my kids now. So if you come and make your road easy for yourself, I don't have no more time to pull you, drag you, you know, no. It's done. It's done. Okay? I'm going to tell you, there's no compulsion. Hey, there's no compulsion. There's no compulsion. Hey, that's it. Now, truthfulness. Truthfulness, definitely rejecting all falsehood whatsoever. Again, this is five of the conditions, truthfulness. That means you understand the oneness, again, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejecting any and all things that are false. I mean, hey, if we go down them Ten Commandments, we all will be on the same page, and it's so simplistic. It's so simplistic. But should you want to fight against you, you do it to the loss of your own soul. May Allah forgive you, because as long as you have life, Allah is most merciful, most kind, most grateful. Oh, my goodness, most gracious. We say that all day, every day. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, because He is. Why do you think we say those in everything we do? Before we begin everything, before we start anything and everything, we say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We say that in everything we do, before we do alhamdulillah, when we end, we give Allah the praises, because Allah gives us that ability when people have disabilities. He gives us sight when people are blind and hearing when people are deaf. So we have to ask Allah to be merciful, and He is so merciful and so kind. We take that for granted. Oh, that's a whole nother show, a whole nother story, guys. You know I could go on, but that's a whole nother topic. anyway, sincerity, again, sincerity. I mean, all acts of worship, everything that we do, it is sincere. And, man, that's what you want to know about. Allah knows the heart. Truly, Allah knows the real from the fake. So you could play all day, every day, acting with your titles and your labels and your smell good and your beard and your crisp dollar band, your overgarments, your key. And I'm speaking about self here. I'm putting self in here. You can do whatever you want to do. We can do whatever we want to do. I mean, hey, we can have a whole bunch of followers and what? Allah knows the heart. And we know the heart deep because, hey, because we can't put the Quran and Hadith speak for and against us. And there's going to be those, you know, hey, that brother's a Hafiz. He know what? On the day of judgment, it's going to be sad that you did it to be called. He's a Hafiz. He know the Quran. Oh, my goodness, he make you want to cry. Allah knows at the front. And astaghfirullah, I'm just saying, I don't make the rules. I'm just trying to live by it to the best of my abilities. And inshallah. Remember, Allah said, those that he loved, he opened that breast to Al-Islam. So if he loved you, he favored you, so do what you got to do. And inshallah, he made a promise. You don't want nobody to break a promise to you. Don't break your promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't have no long, deep down faith and things don't go right and you're not doing right. Stop. Get up. Get up. Anyway, I'm going to get down to the last one, the love of Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means we love Allah more than anything. Anything. Come on now, we can't do this without Allah. We can't. We can't. We can't. We can't. And we love his message through the messenger, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and accepting him. We accept all the other prophets and messengers, inshallah, because he came with the last and final message. Anybody coming after them are only, you know, that vibe that Allah gives them. But it's no more prophets and messengers. It's a wrap. So we accept that. So you accept what he come with, you know, so adding to it and subtracting from it is to the loss of our souls. It's not to the benefit, inshallah. So, again, maybe we stay in the direct middle. Of course, we're going to go a little to the right and a little to the left. It is why we have to bow down and ask Allah to forgive us, to help us, get it back up. You want to fumble. You want to stumble. You want to drop the ball. It's a part of the process. Our life is made for trials and tests in order to get the goal. And I'm talking about the G-O-A-L and the G-O-L-D. You know, it's for that goal, inshallah. So set your goal for the goal, inshallah. May Allah, you know, he knows the rule. He knows you. If he put it on your plate, eat it up. Eat it up. You hear me? If he put it on your plate, eat it. All of it. Come on now. How many things that you have been through? And I'm speaking about the old and not necessarily the younger. How many things that you have been through and Allah gave you ease 10, 15 years ago that you thought there was no end and no sight, no. I mean, it was illusion. This life is an illusion, man. So hold on. If we fear and fret, again, we contradict in our faith. Let us hold on and go back to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's, you know, this is what the condition of Shahada is, the oneness of Allah. It's Tawheed, you know, his names and attributes, lordship. I could go on and on and on because you guys said, no. Yeah, no, I'm like this, and I say this when I'm down and out and really, really, you know, because I have my days. I mean, I feel like people is a trial and test for me. People come at me with any and everything, and I have to recognize and realize I know who sent you. I know who sent you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes we get a little overwhelmed, but I find me going, and you guys that may have been following with my reality, hear me say this all the time. I go down on 99 names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way you don't feel better after hitting all 99 of those names. You know, Allah got you. He got you. So just like someone doing harm to you, say, I am the El-Mudhil, the humiliator. He will humiliate them. You know what I'm saying? To mess with his believers. He knows your heart. Keep your heart pure. Keep it safe. Keep it guarded. Keep it in the middle. Hold on to Allah. You don't even have to say nothing. Just stand over there. Just stand in the breeze of Allah. Just stand there. Allah knows. He got you. And I'm speaking from experience. Does anyone knows my story? Know Kalima's story? You like, and she's still up there talking about, hey! That's because my motto and my thing is to the dirt. To the dirt. to the dirt. I'm not asking for the calamities, the trial, the fitna, the mischief makers and all of that. I'm just asking the law. I understand, Lord, Lord, you said you got me. You said if I hold on, you said that you got me. You got me, oh, Lord. You got me. You got me. So I'm holding on. I'm holding on, Lord, Lord, with everything I have. I'm not asking for the pain. I'm not asking for the heartache. I'm not asking for the pain. I'm not asking for it. But should you bring it to me, oh, Lord, you said, you promised me that if I hold on, I don't care about none of you guys that don't like me, don't feel for me, don't want no benefit me. And that goes for the Muslims that truly do not want for their brother and or sister what they want for themselves. Allah got me, and he got all of those others that feel the same way, that feel lost and hurt. These are tears of joy. They're not tears of woe with me and no doom and gloom. That's a contradiction of my faith. Are you crazy? Not Kalima. Not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. So, alhamdulillah, I'm going to keep it moving. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in the act and nullify that faith, inshallah. So, the 10 things that nullify our faith in Islam, which would be the opposite of that. So, I hope you guys got those 7 conditions, inshallah. There's knowledge, there's certainty, there's a kind of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. I have to say that. I'm going to get down to the 10 acts that nullify Muslim faith, inshallah. So, you guys, please be careful. Please be mindful. Please be aware. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything. Seek His aid. Seek His guidance. Seek His protection, inshallah. So the number one, and we know that it's shirk, but you guys, we don't really understand that. We think, oh, I believe in God. I believe in God. But hey, here you go. You got major shirk and minor shirk, and I'm not getting into all of that. Just going to keep it basic, keep it elementary, okay, and keep it on a pre-K level. So, anything that you guys do more than you, or anything you guys give more time and attention to than you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you is breaching, okay? You're breaching. So if you give your man more time than Allah, you give your money more time than Allah, you give your kids more time than Allah, you give your job more time than Allah, you give oppression more time, whatever you give more than you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have breached or are breaching. So shirk, again, that is a major, major, major one. It's not that light. When we say, oh, I believe in Allah, yeah, we believe in Allah. Surely when you're ready to scratch that itch, when you get an itch, you want to scratch it. Surely when you say, because you submit rather by choice or by force. But I beg you guys to do it by choice. You worship Allah subconsciously. You rather you want to or not, and again, I'm going to use that example. You can't say, I'm going to keep my eyes open all week. You know, you're not going to do it because Allah created you to blink. You cannot say, I'm not going to go to the bathroom for the next 3 days because He created you to go to the bathroom. So, again, you will submit to your Creator because that's how He created you. You will bow down by choice or by force. So, hey, you could be one of those, the ignorance to say, I don't believe in God. Hey, when you get on sickness as a part of health, death is a part of life, and it's not going to miss you. It's not going to miss me. It's not going to miss you. It's not going to miss no one. Everything that has a beginning has an end. Now, next. Seeking intercessions in this life from anyone. So we don't, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all of those other things. We don't go through intercessions. We don't go to wishing wells. We don't break the chicken bones. We don't go to fortune towers. We don't do that. No, we do not seek intercessions with anyone. We don't do it. We're not going to do it. I know Allah give us, you know, those that we admire because He said that. He give us people to admire. So, alhamdulillah. But, no, if you have to stand in front of God on a day of judgment like I do, not. Unless you were the one that recorded 25 of the prophets and messengers mentioned in the Holy Quran, and I'm just sticking to what I know. Yeah, that's where I'm at. No kissing the cross and all of those things I'm at. We crisscross, applesauce, cross your chest, all of that, forehead, two arms, neck, whatever. No, can't do it. Real simple, real simple. Islam made easy. Anyway, doubting the Mushrikeen, the Christians and the Jews, etc., are wrong in their beliefs, you know, doubting it. You know, hey, we have to understand our way of religion in order to go back to help them in theirs, because I'm going to tell you right now, I was a Christian, so to speak, because that's what I was brought up on, and that's what I was told, which Christianity means Christ-like, and surely this teaching back to the economy, he had his soul born, and Mary had her overgone and her chemar on, so, you know, some of these things that made me like, whoa, hey, get out here. Okay, hey, it was Muslim. So, yeah, so we have to be very careful with, you know, trying to, you know, it says that, you know, Islam and Christianity is parallel. It's parallel, but it's not alike, because that one thing, that major thing, is that we worship the unseen, and a lot of them, some of them worship, you know, the unseen, but there's a lot of contradictions in the things they do, and it's not, you know, because they don't, do not want to believe, it is because they want to make sure it benefits their lifestyle, so I'm not going to wear that because I can't get my jiggy on, you know, can't nobody see my shape. So that's their religion, you know what I'm saying? It's their religion when it comes to things that don't fit and or comfortable with your way of life. So we understand that, because you hear people say it all the time, well, I believe, but really what you're saying is, I believe, but I ain't trying to be looking like that. I got to show my shape. Hey, hey, enjoy. That's my thing. I know you may not want to hear that when I say that, but I'm like this. Enjoy. Okay. Hating next. Disbelieving the guidance or judgment of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. You know, hey, Allah said he's the last and final messenger. That's what he says. He's mentioned in the Holy Bible. Should you go back now? Like I said, Christianity was my high school. Now I'm trying to come back. I used to say Christianity is my high school, but Islam is my college. You want more knowledge? You go to college. K-N-O-W is in knowledge, so you have to know. So in order for you to help the Christians and the Jews out, you have to understand your way of life, inshallah, so you can go back and help them, because, hey, I was brought from it. I'm going to tell you right now, because I said, I'm not going to be covered like that. I'm sure we ain't going to be down there looking like that. And who is they praying to? Is they praying to that box over there? No, not me. And I'm not eat 30 days, because, you know, they have that ignorance. They swear to goodness that we're not eating for 30 straight whole days, nothing. No. But anyway, we have to be very careful. This thing is very simplistic. You know, we have to make it easy. But, you know, he with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon us, again, what he ordered us to do, we're supposed to implement it. No one is perfect. No one can say that, you know, I'm only human. Well, they were human. Aisha radi Allahu anha was human. Khadija radi Allahu anha. Radi Allahu anha was human. You know, they were human. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he was human. So you can't say, I'm only human. They were only human. You know, Allah just selected them because he knew their character would be great and they would be able to withstand that test, promote our way of life, to give us what we need. He give us morals. He give us character. He give us conduct. He give us refine. He give us definition. He make us beautiful. Islam turned an ugly duckling into a beautiful swan. Speaking about self. Okay, next. Making fun or mockery of any part of Islam, again, you know, you got to be careful, because I just told you, when I came to Islam, I was, like snickering and laughing at some things that I've seen, because, and now I'm all in it, and now I'm humble enough, and I'm compassionate enough, and I'm patient enough, rather you guys believe it or not, you know, if you don't know me personally, you must know me personally, that I'm very compassionate and very easy on a new Muslim and one who, you know, just feeling into Islam, because I know where I come from and I know where I was at. So you have to be delicate. You have to be gentle, because you have to refer back to only Allah make Muslims. Only Allah make Muslims. And I'll say it and I'll say it again until my mother take her shahada. Should I make a Muslim, she be number one on my list. Straight up and down, my mom be number one. I want to see my mother in the Jannah. That's what I want. Allah said, paradise lies at the foot of your mother. Me and my mother have a disgruntled relationship on her behalf since I don't know how long, and I will not give up. She tells me never to speak to her again. That's the stage I'm at now. But I accept that. But my doors will always be open for her, you know, and I know it's because of who I am, but I think it's because of that duty that she sees in me, that I know what it is. I know what it is. But she don't want a relationship with me. But it's okay. Because the minute she come back, I'm ready for her. That's my mom. I love her. So whenever she's ready, you know, prayers before it's too late. I got you, Mom. I got you. I understand you don't owe me no explanations at all. I'm here. So if I can make a move for my mother, be the first. Just want you to just put that out there for the hot wire. Next. Involving magic or sorcery or any practicing or any other forms of mockery, witchcraft, any of those things, you know, that is, we don't do the thorn fall over the shoulder and black cats, and again, we don't all that kissing across the neck, and we don't, the broken mirrors, we don't do that. We don't do that because that's a contradiction. Again, there's a contradiction. The law is the controller. He is omnipotent. He is almighty. He got this. This is all his. All of it. Every, he said he know each leaf that fall from the tree. This is all his. All of it. Every minute, microscopic, what you don't know. Every bit of it. So we all have to humble ourselves because the doctor don't know what a lawyer know. A lawyer don't know what a physician know. A physician don't know what a whatever. We are specialties in our own way of life, but we are a specialist of ourselves. So inshallah, may Allah humble us and keep us there. But we don't do no, you know, lucky sevens and when the change. Muslims stop playing them lotteries and them scratch offs. Stop it. Stop it. Because I see you in the lottery line. Now, I'm just saying, stop. Now, I'm going to leave that alone. We don't do the lottery. It ain't for you. So you can pay. It ain't happening. The only thing you're doing is giving your money away. Stop. And you're breaching on your contract. You're not going to win the lottery. Okay? And if it's for you, it may be for to the loss of your soul. So stop it. Okay, assisting the Muslims against the non-Muslims. You got to be careful. We don't do that. I don't care how much you can't stand this Muslim brother and or sister. You cannot go against your Muslim brother and or sister with a non-Muslim. You cannot. You're breaching. Okay, you have to come to some terms or some type of understanding, make two rakats, something. But you cannot assist the non-Muslims against the Muslims. That's going to be a bad look on the Day of Judgment. So don't do it. Don't do it. Make dua to Allah because, hey, I'm like this. Should anyone even be harming you or hurting you or causing any mischief maker or causing any type of, you know, intentional mischief, you know, because they are intentional mischief makers. They know what they're doing. They know where they're coming. They know why they're coming to tamper you, bother you, and deal with you. Allah got them. So should you, they come with that attitude, know that it's a part of their punishment. Their character is a part of their punishment because they need to check that, inshallah. And everything, again, I say to you guys, I say to myself first. Now, believing in any other way of life is equal to or better than Islam or to desire another way of life is breaching on your contract because we accept Islam as the haq, the truth. It is what it is. Okay, you may not get everything. You may not understand. True story. Just this week I was reading my son, he just has this in him. Alhamdulillah, I pray he grow with that. He liked for me to read hadith to him. So he get the hadith book and he comes to, and I just learned it all over again. I was like, thank you, Allah. So anyway, he gets the hadith book and I'm reading hadith about Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, where, you know, they thought he had an ailment on his body. And people was going around, I'm paraphrasing you guys, he had this ailment on his body and people was making him, you know, talking about him, saying, you know, he had a deformality or he was disfigured or had something, a deformation on his body. So anyway, he was bathing, if I'm getting it wrong, but the rock ran away with his clothes. So can you imagine my five-year-old? So anyway, the rock ran away with his clothes. And he, you know, most went after it and found and got his, retrieved his clothes. And then the people seen that this guy was a perfect stature. You know, he was created by the Creator, you know. So they didn't see that, but they, you know, started this rumor about, down the rumor mill. But anyway, so he hit the rock a couple times. It takes you to say the rock still have the lashes on it, like four or five lashes on it. So that's just to paraphrase the long story short. My son, he kept on, he came back later on like, Mom, why did the rock right away? The prophet, he said the prophecy, he just said, y'all are my son. Run away with his clothes. So I'm trying to explain to him as best as I can. Now, I say that to say is because I am not lying. When I first came into Islam and I read that one, I was almost breaching. You hear me? I was almost breaching my contract. You mean tell me the rock ran away with his clothes? But I said, you know what? I'm going to leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we have to be careful. You know, we know that it is what it is. We cannot desire another way of life. We accept it. It's perfect. Allah favored us. You know, he said, though to say he has perfected Islam is our religion. So, alhamdulillah, it is perfect. It is perfected. Okay, you don't have everything today. You may not have everything tomorrow. You may be high on your religion today. You may be low on it tomorrow. You may be in. You may be out. You may be up. You may be down. It is a part of the trial. It is a part of the test. It is a part of the journey. Inshallah, may Allah, God protect and keep us, inshallah, just holding on. Just talk to Allah about anything, any and everything. He got you. He hears you even before you even open your mouth. Now, last but not least, turning away from Islam and not learning it and not acting upon it, you know, because, again, it is a promise that we made. We made a promise that we will worship one God. We will pray five times a day and or more. Again, it's obligatory. If you only, you know, believe in Allah and his messenger, pray five times a day, give your charity daily, fast during the month of Ramadan, and make it, inshallah, to the house of worship, the first prayer house built on earth, the Kaaba in Mecca and Saudi Arabia. You are obligatory. You're done. You're good. And, of course, you know, we go down our seven articles. You know, some people say six. Day seven, you're still in the same room because, you know, they put 2 and 1, you know, the last day in the day of judgment. But you believe in that because we believe in the law. We believe in the angels. We believe in the books. We believe in the prophets. We believe in the prophets. We believe in the decree. And we believe in the last day, again, in the day of judgment. So should you just hold on to that right there, those five rules and six, seven articles, you're safe. You are completely safe. Allah says that. Look for it. Look for it. Again, I'm only on a dawah level. I'm not on no shape, no mukti, no nothing, you know. But don't believe the hype about the women, okay? Because, you know, you got the brothers that feel some type of way about as the sissies, and their sissies up on their hock. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I'm going to tell you, to date, no one has beaten out when it comes to knowledge. And I'm talking man and woman. To date, and Aisha, radiallahu anha. So know that for a fact. Today, 2014, no one beating her out yet. And it was a woman. So know that. Do your research. Do your research. Don't underestimate the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, you got that. Now, I say that to say not out of arrogance, but, you know, to humble all of us for the sisters that think, you know, no, Allah said, you got you. You got that. He backs you up. And for the brothers that think, you know, we're supposed to teach people like sisters, learn your way of life, learn your religion, know that, hey, it's for you. Got that. Again, one of the highest knowledgeable sisters that gave the knowledge that was about Isha radiallahu anha. And not a man or a woman to the day, 2014, to match that. Know that. That's a fact. So definitely you guys are going to get into the bill still. I'm going to, what time is it? I'm going to get out the bill still. I'm going to look into my Muslim reality page and see what you guys have up on there. So I can shout out something that you guys may promote and or put on that page. But we're going to get out the bill still. So definitely, you guys, do, by all means, my paperwork here. You guys, is it? Okay, now, you guys, definitely, should you, hey, by all means, you can follow American Muslim 360. You can follow them on the social. We are on the socials with the Facebook. American Muslim 360 is on Twitter, on LinkedIn, Instagram, definitely look for American Muslim 360 and Salah. You also can purchase a membership by $19.99 for business organizations and masjid, $24.99 regular, $14.99 for students and seniors. Also, you guys, you can purchase a commercial advertisement. Definitely can purchase a commercial advertisement to promote your cause, your class, your masters, your events, anything. By all means, you can purchase a membership. I mean, purchase a commercial advertisement by contacting Brother Thomas Abdul Salam at www.AmericanMuslim360.com. It will be land for 1 month, inshallah. Definitely much success for all you guys that's out there that's holding it down for the Muslims, inshallah. Also, would you like to be a host here or and be a part of the American Muslim 360 family? You can contact again Brother Thomas Abdul Salam at that same link, which is www.AmericanMuslim360.com. Alhamdulillah. You are welcome. Would you like? Would love you to definitely come be a guest here on Muslim My Reality. You can contact me. Yes, contact me, Kalima, at Muslim My Reality at iCloud.com. You can follow me on the socials. I'm on Facebook, Muslim My Reality under Kalima Abdul Rashid. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Alhamdulillah. Definitely do stay a part of the Muslim My Reality and all of AM360 shows. You can definitely find the reruns and the archives and fun. And let's continue to build and keep our bond and fill in the gap, inshallah, by any means necessary. Definitely thank you guys in advance. Let me get on my Muslim My Reality page and see what you guys have over here. So I can get it out. Let me see. I'm going to my Muslim Reality page here. Let's see what we have here. We have, let me see. You guys can post it up here. This one. Okay. Hadia Majid, beloved, we are asking you to help us complete our fundraising for this Ramadan Eid, inshallah. We are asking all 2,288 of you for a $10 donation, inshallah. Please use www.paypal.com and send to halim1@aol.com. These funds will be used to one, pay out El-Fitra Zakat to 20 people on our list. Most are survivors of domestic abuse, low-income seniors, and people who have been laid off from work, inshallah. Two, send money to feed 48 orphan children in Eastern Ghana. Three, restock our Islamic pantry in Stone Mountain, Georgia. You can also mail your donations by July 25th to Beit Salam Network, Inc., P.O. Box 115470, Atlanta, Georgia 30310. Attention to Eid Zakat. You can call also 775-8500 with any questions, inshallah. You guys can send money PayPal online or set up a merchant account on PayPal. PayPal is the fastest, safer way to send money, make an online payment, receive money to set up a merchant account. Much success to this. So shout out to Sister Hadeya, if I'm pronouncing it right, Majid. And you guys definitely look out for, don't forget to eat Al-Fitra, that is, you guys want to get that. And your Zakat before the end of, before the Salah come in, inshallah. So you guys, between now and then, to get it in, inshallah, much trust me, Allah. Look out for those Muslims that are less fortunate and those, and remember, you guys, Allah give you alhamdulillah. Should you not have alhamdulillah, we're speaking about the things that's happening around the world and the current events, you guys. I hear those that, woe with me and crying and, oh my goodness, why is this happening? And, oh my goodness, the babies and the kids. You guys, you are a Muslim. You say you believe. Do not. Allah is just. Go down those 99 names and attributes. Allah is just. Come on now. We know those babies are saved. They are better than you and I. They're good with the law. Everything happens by the willingness of Allah. I mean, for the first part of this fighting God, it was 200-0, you know, and I'm just saying, you know, we too have to own up to the part that we play. I mean, from after those three generations, we have lost it. Allah has removed his grace from the ummah. We can't get along with those in it, even in our household. Forget about those that are across the world and on the other side of the country. We can't even get along with people on Facebook. We bickering back and forth and who on it, who's off it. You talk too much. You think you and know it all. You this and that. I got so many haters that have not met me personally or know the goodness that I, you know, that I have in me, you know, because of something that lacks up within, you know, oneself. And again, it go against me also. So we have to be careful. We've fallen all over the place about what's happening to other people. Did we forget the decree? Again, you guys, the message for this show today is the decree. Maybe we refer it back, rewind it back, take it back to Tawheed. It is the decree. The pen is lifted. The pages are dry. Let us leave off the complaints, inshallah. Allah got this. He got this. He has this. He promised, you know. Again, we need to look at, you know, go back to learning our way of life. We need to. I pray this Ramadan, again, is a reboot, is a spiritual upliftment. It is a guidance for us. It's a purification for our heart and our souls. Inshallah, may Allah, you know, pull us up and give us what we need, because we need this. Inshallah, we need to come together. And I know that, you know, we can be in a better place, but Allah, we know this is a classic, and we hear it all the time. He's not and will not change our condition until we change our condition. And that morsel in that heart, it is foul. The whole body is foul. You know, our deeds, our action and our deeds, if it's good, we are radiant. We have goodness. If it's bad, our heart, we just get another dark spot. And then our heart become black. Inshallah, may Allah forgive you guys. May Allah forgive me to have said anything bad or better against myself, against you guys. I love you guys for the sake of Allah, you know, regardless of what. I'm not against you, you know. I'm just because I tell you, you know, if the shoe hurts, take the shoe off. If it hurts your feet, take it off. I'm going to tell you, take it off. But it's not going to stop the fact that I love you for the sake of Allah, because I do. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when I did come into the folds of Islam, I used to tell those newcomers, when they come into the fold of Islam, I'll die for you. I will die for you, you know, because we won now, you know, Allah got that. So, you know, that's one of the entries to paradise. Should you know you die saving someone's life, you know, that's a whole other thing, you guys. You know, Allah most merciful, most kind, he's just. But you guys, I hope you guys have a continuous blessed Ramadan. Make the best of your Ramadan. Give too much, be too much, love too much, help too much, grow too much, build too much, bond too much, do too much the last couple days, inshallah. May you find yourself humble and serene. Make a list of some things that you may want, you know, some help or some working out in. Make a list of that and stay on it. I mean, you may have a long list. Just take one of the things off of that list and just hold on to that, because that's what I'm doing. I'm going down my list. My son Gray called me now. He's already briefing myself. We got 6 minutes and 38 seconds, so he's already going. But, hey, that's how it go. But you guys, hold on, you know, to the rope of Allah, which is the Quran and Sunnah. We know that it says with your molar teeth. When I joke when I say, you know, with your molar gums, or, hey, hold on by any means necessary. If it waver in your heart wrong, it is all wrong. It says if you feel no shame, do as much of it as you like. No, but you have a conscience. You know, Allah gives us common sense and he gives us intellectual sense. So we know, you know, truth stands out there from error. You can't make the good seem bad and the bad seem good. Although, you know, that is what we see. That is the illusion that we're living in. But remember, it is an illusion. It's a mirage. You think it's water in the desert, you get up on it, it's water. So Allah got this. His promise is true. He is just. Again, whatever is on your plate, I don't care how heavy it is or how light it is. Whatever is on your plate, eat it. Eat it. Allah got it. He favored you. He knows what's on your plate. He didn't pass you by. He didn't overlook you. You know, he's perfect and he's infinite. He's He's praying. He's praying, inshallah. Stay connected. You know, learn something. The closer you get to Allah, Allah will get closer to you. And those that have been on this road know, you know this is the road of discovery and recovery. So, inshallah, I pray that Allah will answer your supplication. May Allah give you what you need that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter. Because, you know, we get that all twisted. We want the benefit in this life is the material gain. We don't need that. You know, if you get those material gains, it may be the same thing that breaching your contract. So be easy on the wants, unless it's going to benefit your soul, inshallah. May Allah again protect you guys and hold on. Stay tuned again for more Muslim Reality. We're having a shift and a change in our show, inshallah. But may Allah guide, protect, keep all of us. You know, our intentions is with Allah. Our man's plot and plan, Allah will always be the best plan. I ask Allah to forgive me should I say anything in this show and any other shows that I've host and been a moderator of. May he forgive me. And I definitely thank you guys for your patience. I thank you for supporting Muslim Reality at AM 360. Again, should you guys want to hear any of the shows in the archives, you can go to www.AmericanMuslim360.com and get all of the rewinds of all of the American Muslim 360 shows. I definitely thank you guys again for your support. May you guys have a blessed Ramadan. The rest of your day, you know, take it one. We're not even taking it one salat at a time. We're going to take it 1 second at a time. But know that Allah, he has you. I love you guys for the sake of Allah. May the one who caused me to love you, love me. And should I not see you guys in this life, I pray it is in the Jannah. Definitely. Inshallah. I'm going to say Eid Mubarak. This is a blessed Eid. We are coming up. I hope you guys enjoy your Eid. Enjoy. Get the best of it. Enjoy it. I mean, this is actually not the biggest Eid, but it's the psychological Eid for the Muslims because we actually put in our physical time from fasting and abstaining and building and growing. So we the psychological, the psychology, you know, we make this the biggest Eid because I started decorating my home for the kids, and I said I'll wait for the last 10 days before I put the decorations up. And my son, I said, come on, son, we can blow the balloons up and decorate the house. And he called his sister. He said, Isra, he said, eat tomorrow. And I said, no, eat is not tomorrow. So can you imagine if I started with day number one, the Ramadan, my son would have been on. Are we there yet? So I said, we are doing the countdown. We are day 8, inshallah. Hey, I got to make up my days. I'm on my first day making up, but I enjoyed my Ramadan so far, and I won't be fasting these next couple days, but I'm still going to get my giddy up on. I can't read the Quran, but I can listen to it. I have to get my charity on. I can, you know, give good deeds. I can say kind words. I can help others. So many things I still can do, inshallah. And I pray Allah accepted my fast. I enjoyed this Ramadan this time because it's been a long time that I had this peace. And I thank Allah for it because he said with every difficulty come ease. And I done had an easy Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. I'm thankful. I love you all, Allah. Thank you so much for favoring me. I pray I don't let fail myself. Oh, Allah, I love you. I love you guys. I'm out of here until next week. Should I meet with you guys again? Because it's always inshallah. Stay tuned for more Muslim Reality. One hand, two fingers, which means peace, or salam. Assalamu alaikum. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening on the chat. Thank you guys for holding on the line. Thank you guys so much. Alhamdulillah. Have to say it. Look, now my phone's going off. But I'm feeling good. I'm blessed. Pure love. Assalamu alaikum.